Hi, I'm Lisa Davis. Welcome to It's Your Health on Thinking Out Loud on WUML 91.5 FM. Joining us now to talk about the three biggest mistakes that really smart single women make when looking for a luscious life partnership is Lois Barth, relationship and empowerment coach, owner of Luscious Living with Lois, coaching and consulting services. Lois was a life coach for two of the most prestigious and long-running makeover programs in women's magazines, Self and Fitness, and is a relationship expert for FemaleThink.com, an online learning center, and several other relationship sites. She's been featured in MSN.com, Self, Fitness, Womansday.com, and Good Day New York. On a personal note, she's a poster gal for, quote, don't give up 5 minutes before the relationship miracle, having used luscious life lessons in the classroom of dating and relationships to help countless women, including herself, to attract luscious life partnerships into their lives. Lois, welcome to It's Your Health on Thinking Out Loud on WUML 91.5 FM.
Well, thank you. It's such a pleasure to be here.
Yeah,
thanks for inviting me.
Well, this is some advice that I know a lot of single women who are very smart could definitely use. So, you know, Lois, I know you have a very eclectic background as a facilitator, healthcare practitioner, and performer. What prompted you to become an empowerment and relationship coach, and how did it unfold?
Well, basically, pretty much to kind of dovetail to my introduction, I was on the court. I was in loony lessons in love. You know, dating the same guy 17 times.
Oh, yeah.
Has been changed, you know, and I just had sort of had it, quite frankly. And I, you know, having had a background as a stand-up comic, decided to do a one-woman show to really explore using dating and relationships as a classroom to learn about myself. And so many people came up to me afterwards and said, God, I learned so much from your show, and could you start giving me advice? And I gave people advice, and they started to be in relationships, and then I started to, thankfully, take my own advice. And as a result, I ended up in my luscious life partnership. And then, of course, after that, I got trained as a coach and certified. So that's kind of how it unfolded. It was really interesting.
Now, how did you start in stand-up? That sounds like it must have been really interesting.
Yeah, it was very, very interesting. Well, I had been in acting for years, and I feel that humor creates perspective mm-hmm. and power and playfulness. So I was always fascinated with taking really almost kind of cutting-edge topics and putting a very humorous spin on it, because I really feel humor is a huge catalyst for healing and perspective. So that's how I stumbled upon it.
Oh, that's great. Now, in the introduction, I mentioned that we'll be talking about the three biggest mistakes that really smart single women make when looking for luscious life partnership. What's the first one?
Oh, well, the first most important thing, I think, is to learn the difference between the mistake and the mystique of chemistry.
Oh, that's
interesting.
Yeah, that is. What does that mean exactly?
Well, basically what happens is, you know, you got to have chemistry. That's
mm-hmm.
the story. But we give so much power to something we know so little about. You know, one of the most heartbreaking things about being a relationship coach is having really, really smart women in my practice making not-so-smart choices with men. And they're very smart in the other areas of their life. And by and large, when we really whittle it down, it's because they'll feel this, what I call za-za-za with someone.
Yeah.
And they'll make it mean so much.
Oh, my God. True.
Isn't that the truth? They'll just make it mean so much, and they'll give all this power and meaning, and they'll create a story around it, and ultimately it will drive them off the cliff. You know, they'll really be in a lot of despair. So one of the things I really tell my clients is to really honor and respect your biology as a woman. And a couple of scientific facts that are really important to know. One is we are, as women, oxytocin machines. Oxytocin is the hormone which is for, you know, basically the intimacy hormone. Excuse me. And it's really the thing that allows us to breastfeed, to start with, I like that scarf, and end up best friends for life with another
that
person.
That sounds like me.
Yes, exactly. The merge to
Earth. Both of them. Yeah.
Exactly. And so it's wonderful to who we are as women, but if you put that in the backdrop of that za-za-za feeling and our merge to Earth, all of a sudden we say, oh, we're bonded with life for this person, when all we are is our oxytocin has been released. So, you know, just like Freud says, sometimes a cigar is just a cigar, I say sometimes oxytocin is just oxytocin. Doesn't mean you have to drive off into the sunset with the person. And so, kind of that being said, you know, probably the next thought is like, well, how do you work with that, right?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Well, the thing I want to say, too, is that I've known both men and women who've said, oh, I didn't feel any chemistry. And sometimes I feel like, yeah, but, you know, for example, with my husband, I felt a little, but not as much as I have with some other men, but I still knew that there was something there. And it was values, and he made me laugh, and he's really smart, and he's creative. And I feel like I've had too many friends who, they meet a guy, and if it's not fireworks instantly, they just push him aside.
Exactly.
And that just seems like such a mistake to me.
I'm so glad you're bringing that up, Lisa, because that's exactly, you know, one of the most heartwarming experiences of my relationship coaching work is exactly what happened last month. Three women who had previously fallen into that category, the firework syndrome,
mm-hmm.
I call it.
Yeah.
And they allowed themselves to know, hey, I'm hardwired to feel that kind of fireworks with really unavailable men. And they went through the process of, you know, being patient and not making that mean so much. And all three of them, Lisa, one in their 30s, 40s, and one in her 50s, got proposed to last month.
Oh, wow.
So wonderful.
That's wonderful.
It's so wonderful. And it was exactly the process you're talking about, exactly what you went through, which is they started to put that aside and said, well, who is this person across the table? And, gee, this person makes me feel special. I'm interested in what they have to say. Gee, we have shared values. And, you know, so that's what it is. And that is really what it's also about, is to know your wiring. If you are more prone towards being really attracted to unavailable men, when that reaction comes up, again, don't make it mean so much, you know. And one of the things I also say is attraction does not equal availability. Just because somebody's attracted to you and you're attracted to them doesn't mean they're available.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Yeah.
And you're going to miss out. So what can women do who are so into the fireworks? How can they, you know, what are some tips to get them to, okay,
yeah.
you know, hang in there, see what else is there. If there is a guy that you can, you know, I mean, there should be some chemistry, right? But you just...
Oh, absolutely. You got to have a healthy connection.
Yeah.
I call it chemistry versus chaos.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
A lot of times that fireworks is not necessarily born of health.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like the faster the blaze, the more it burns out in a way. So,
yeah.
You know, I tell my clients, words are weak, behavior is bold.
Okay.
Look at their behavior. Shut the volume off of, oh, you're so hot, I'm into you. Just turn that down a little bit and really look at their behavior. Is it matching what they say? And that's so important. So that's one thing a woman could do. The other thing is to really know what beliefs you're bringing to the table in dating and relationships. So many times you have beliefs that are not in line with what you say you want in a relationship. And I'm just going to give you a real brief example.
Oh, sure. And this is the second most important thing, right? About
yes.
the beliefs?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Exactly. Exactly. I get on a rampage and I get so excited.
Oh, no, it's good. I like it.
Yeah, so I'm glad you made that distinction. But the second thing is really about knowing your wiring. I mean, I'm sorry, not knowing your wiring, but just knowing what beliefs you're bringing to the
yeah.
table. So, yeah, I had a client, it was last year, and we were talking about what kind of relationship she wants, and she said, well, I don't want marriage. And I said, okay. So I'm going to give you an interesting time, and I'm going to have a collage.
Your wedding.
What are you talking about? I don't want marriage.
Just indulge me.
So she did a collage. And it was a wedding that absolutely bared no resemblance to who she was as a human being. It was a Martha Stewart wedding. It was so, she's alternative, hippy-dippy, new age. I said, whose wedding is this? And she said, oh, my God, that's my sister's wedding. I can't believe it. I've been not saying I want to get married because I think I'm supposed to have my sister's wedding.
Oh, yeah.
And isn't that amazing? And I said, well, tell me what your wedding looks like. And she says, it's alternative. It's at Burning Man, which is this huge new age alternative festival.
Oh, cool.
And she's like, there's tarot readers, there's fire eaters.
That sounds good to me.
Officiating. Doesn't that sound great?
Oh, yeah.
And I said, great. And she was just happened to be going to Burning Man the next week. And I said, so go to Burning Man with the intention that you can meet your life partner there and get married the way you want to get married the following year. And she's like, that's exactly what I want. And that's exactly what happened.
She literally got
married the following year.
Oh, that is so cool. You know, my husband and I got married in his parents' backyard. I mean, I'm not a fancy person.
Yeah.
And my husband and I both don't like that. And we're not putting other people down who do, but that, like, whole paint by numbers, you're supposed to have a big wedding and spend thousands of dollars. Then you're supposed to buy this, and you're supposed to have this, and you're supposed to dance to this. It's like, no, you know, that's just not our thing. And so I think people need to do exactly what you feel in your heart is right for you and not get...
Right.
Yeah.
And by really knowing what beliefs you bring into the table. That's where a coach and an outside eye, because sometimes we don't know what beliefs we're bringing to the table.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes such a big difference. Now, what is the third most important thing to know?
Well, I think the third one is also really being clear what your requirements, needs, and wants are for partnership. And I say that very clearly. Not a partner, because we've all been on dates that have felt like an interview. I don't know about you, but I've been on a whole mess of them. Not fun. Not fun at all. And when you really look at what are the requirements, needs, and wants of the partnership, then it's something you both create together. Then you're not on a date with a checklist, but you're there with a potentiality of what you could create with this person. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yes, that makes sense. I see. Instead of being like, so, where do you work? Where did you grow
exactly.
up? Where do you live? Do you like dogs?
Cool
you
job. Know? Check them off.
Yeah.
Cool job. Check them off.
Yeah.
Yeah. So to get really clear about that.
Yeah, that is really important. Now, I know you mentioned partnership versus... I don't know if we talked about this, actually. Partnership versus partner? Because you and I had spoken about that previously. If you can tell us more about the difference.
Well, exactly what kind of dovetail what I just said, but, you know, if you are focused more on what a partner has rather than a partnership. So I'll give you a really quick example is so many women come to me and they're non-negotiables. And requirements, by the way, are non-negotiables. Needs are negotiables, but if they're not met, there'll be an issue. And then I call it the wouldn't it be fabu wish list, you know, and lodge at the top of the hill, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And basically, it's really getting really clear. So a woman will come to me, and 9 out of 10 times when we look at the list, she'll say, oh, I want a man with a sense of humor. And I said, okay, great. Nothing wrong with that. Most women want a man with a sense of humor. I said, so let's take out the partner. What would it provide in a partnership if you had a guy with a sense of humor? And she said, well, we would be lighthearted. We can move through challenges in a playful way. And I said, so what you really want is a relationship. And what's a requirement for you is a relationship that has a spirit of playfulness and lightheartedness and tools to work through adversity. And she's like, oh my God, you're right. I said, because you can find a funny guy who, that doesn't necessarily provide that for the relationship.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's true. That's true. Yeah, I'm lucky I have both.
Oh, isn't that great?
It is nice. Laughing is, my mom always said that. She always said to me, the most important thing, I mean, I know there's other important things, but she said, you got to laugh. You got to be with someone that is funny. And, you know, I don't have to be a comedian, but although that would help. He always says that I'm really funny. I don't tend to think so.
I think you are.
Oh, well, thank you. Well, I'm definitely goofy, but now you, I'm just thinking, we only have a few minutes left, and I have so much that I wanted to ask you.
Sure.
We talked about in the introduction your poster gal for the Don't Give Up 5 Minutes Before the Relationship Miracle.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what is that all about?
Well, basically, I kept on going. And I just kept, you know, basically my message is, it's like, keep on keeping on.
Yeah.
And that if you're really clear what you want in a relationship, and you're really willing to look at yourself and do the work, you'll have it. And I believe that in my soul. I really do. I just see it time after time. So that's kind of my little messaging around the poster gal.
Oh, I like that. And Lois, I understand that you have a special workshop coming up in New York City with two other relationship experts, one who's even from the Boston area, called Living, Loving, and Flirting with Heart. When will it be, and how can people sign up, and who are the other women involved?
The other women are Lisa Stedman, who actually has a new book out, which is If He's Not Mr. Right, Then Who Is?
Oh, I should know. I like to talk about that.
Yes, it's a wonderful book. She's kind of a breakup. Breakup bon vivant. Yeah, she's all about how to go from woo-hoo to woo-hoo. It's wonderful.
I got it right there.
Oh, yeah, it's wonderful. And then Robin Vogel, who's a psychotherapist and a relationship coach in the Boston area.
Oh, fantastic.
It's going to be a wonderful evening. It's next Wednesday night at 7:15. People are starting to come in. It starts at 7:30. And It's going to be a three-part evening, plus there'll be a book signing. And basically, if people want any information, just go to Lois at LusciousLivingWithLois.
Okay.
.com. That's my email, Lois at LusciousLivingWithLois.com.
Great.
And I'll send you the link. I can tell you the link now, but it's a little bit too, you know, too long. You know how those links are these days.
Oh, yeah. So. No. Oh, and I know that you. I understand there's a special promo also.
Yeah.
Bring a friend for free. Can you tell us about that?
Sure. Basically, the first 10 people who email me that they are interested in booking a coaching session with me will get a free complimentary half-hour what's called relationship readiness assessment. And what that is you'll fill out an assessment and really look. Are you ready to be in a luscious life partnership, or are you ready to be ready? Because they're two different things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, both are fine, but just know where you are. Know where you are so you'll know where you want to go.
Yeah.
So basically, that offer is for the first 10 people who email me and book a session.
Oh, that's great. That's awesome. And for our listeners, you can tell us about some specials you have for your coaching services.
Can you repeat that? Sorry.
Oh, that's okay. Now, you were just talking about the special promo for the evening that you had.
Right.
Yes.
That's also the second one.
Yes.
Which is the listeners.
Thank you.
Of the program
mm-hmm.
will get the complimentary 30-minute relationship readiness assessment.
Okay, great.
For the first 10 people who book a coaching.
That is what you said. Okay. Sorry about that. For some reason, I was thinking about that with the promo, with the other event. Well, Lois, this has been so wonderful, and I definitely want to have you back on. We should try to do something maybe every other month, just some different topic, because we have such a great, we have great chemistry, actually.
Yes, we do.
Oh, jeez. Well, if you're ever in the area, we definitely have to do lunch, that's for sure.
I would love it. I speak a lot in the Boston area.
Do you? Okay.
I do. I would love that.
Well, that would be fun. Well, I want to thank you so much for being on It's Your Health. And, you know, go ahead and give us a long website. What the heck?
Oh, sure.
Okay.
www.lusciouslivingwithlois.com.
Okay.
And there's all kinds of free e-courses on the website and wonderful information. So check on in, go to www.lusciouslivingwithlois.com, and thank you. I've had a wonderful time.
Yeah, this was terrific.
You're just great at what you do. It's so great to see somebody on fire, what they call a luscious livelihood. I'm a luscious. What can I say?
I do.
I really get it. It's so fabulous.
Oh, well, thank you. Well, that's when you take two people with luscious lifestyles. Or
That's right.
You put them together and kapow. Talk about fireworks, boy.
I know. But the one born on health. Good news.
That's right. All right, Lois. Well, have a terrific day, and thanks again.
You too.
Okay.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.